Take a look at the satellite images of Hurricane Florence, and it looks like it's about the size of the Carolinas. The storm has weakened somewhat in terms of wind speed, but officials warn intense rain and flooding could have a lasting effect, even after the storm makes landfall, especially near creeks and rivers, of course, such as along North Carolina's Pamlico River, which is where we find NPR's Bracton Booker.
In Washington, North Carolina, this part of the Pamlico River is fairly narrow. But not too far from here, it flows into a saltwater sound, surrounded by the Outer Banks Islands. Standing on a boardwalk, Mac Hodges, Washington's mayor, feels a humid breeze pick up.
Oh, it's feeling like a hurricane now, isn't it?
What makes it feel like a hurricane?
I don't know, just that wind. Maybe it's because I know it's out there.
Hodges says they're used to having hurricanes pass through here. He remembers Floyd in 1999, and Matthew in 2016 caused some flooding here. And even though Florence is tracking further south and losing strength, Hodges says there's still reason to worry.
This time it's important, if you're in a low-lying area, get out, because I don't know that we can go get you.
Especially along the riverbanks, where Ann Lang lives. Her house, with its charming wraparound porch, is a few hundred yards from the water's edge.
The water comes up to this side of the house, out of that ditch. This side normally stays dry, but a lot of our neighbors, they'll be completely surrounded and it'll go in their houses.
Even after seeing all that, she plans to stay at her home during the storm. Same with newlyweds Daryl and Don Morse. They're picking up last-minute supplies at the Food Lion. They will also ride out Florence in their trailer home.
I've heard them say so many times they're going to be life-threatening that it don't even bother me. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but I've been through Hugo, Fran, Floyd.
But for his wife, Dawn...
It's my first hurricane, period.
And how are you feeling?
I'm scared. Now I'm going to go hide.
No, she ain't. She'll be right there by my side.
Not.
But in less than 24 hours, Florence will be no laughing matter, says Carney Hedgepath. He's the director of emergency services for Beaufort County.
We are expected to have between 7 feet and 12 feet of storm surge. The second flooding piece we have is typically from the rainfall.
And Hedgepath says that second part may not be felt until next week.
So we could have potential initial flooding that is going on and also secondary flooding days down the road from the storm.
Even though for some, the anxiety of Florence making a direct hit here has subsided, many know it will still impact millions to the south. At Arthur Christian Church, about 20 people in a Bible study say a group prayer as the storm approaches.
Father God, just be with those who are in the flood zone. May the damage not be so much.
They pray for the first responders, National Guard, and those who will be impacted the most by the approaching storm.
Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. All right, amen. Stay safe.
Florence is expected to make landfall somewhere near the border of North and South Carolina. Bracton Booker, NPR News, Beaufort County, North Carolina.